Blog Talk Radio.
Listen with his interview as we were able to catch up with him down here at Rodeo Houston.
Hey guys, I'm down here with actually we're able to catch up with not just the Super Series 3 winners, but we've also got some guys from Super Series 2. And I'm talking with one of the Saddle Bronc riders, Chet Johnson. Chet, tell me about what it's like for you to be down here at Rodeo Houston.
You know, it's a dream come true. This is about my 10th year at Shodo, and every year we look forward to coming to being able to ride in this big of a building in front of this big of a crowd. And, you know, they bring us the best horses in the world for us. So it's a great rodeo, and, you know, wish we had more of them.
That's right. Well, I know the paycheck's at the end of it, man. It just gives you a good goal. But just what about the horses that you had down here for the Super Series 2?
Well, I had a couple out of Montana, some Jay Barty horses, a Sparky Dreesons, and one was real nice, and one was an Eliminator, and I barely rode my Eliminator. I think I got a 68, and then finished real strong with a Calgary horse called Mad Money. And I've had it in Canada a few times, and she's an awesome horse, and ended up third in that round, so placed in every round and made it back.
Well, good deal. I know that, I believe you said you're third coming into the semifinals. It doesn't make a difference because it's all about the money earned, and I know that you'll be looking forward to getting some dollars there at the semifinals, and hopefully we'll see you back this Saturday, am I right?
Yep, that's kind of it. Get a little more out of these semifinals and keep moving on.
You're going to be down here at the Pursuit Out this Saturday, so we're going to have an opportunity to see you down here, and you're actually taking off and hit some more rodeos before you come back to Rodeo Houston, right?
Yeah, I'll ride Saturday in the Rough Stock and Barrel racing deal, and then go to Austin on Monday and Tuesday, and back here Wednesday, so be a pretty busy weekend.
Well, great. Well, best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you down here next week in the semifinals.
Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it there. Chet Johnson in the Saddle Bronc and was able to, you know, to advance to the semifinals, so we look forward to seeing him ride next week. And if you haven't had a chance to watch the Super Series, you can actually go to foxsportssouthwest.com and watch the archives as well. So, you know, this will actually give you an opportunity to catch up and kind of see what you have missed. But Chet Johnson, really great guy. I had an opportunity to talk with him and look forward to seeing him here in the semifinals, and as well as the shootout that'll be airing this Saturday. So you fans can come on down or follow along there on FoxSportsSouthwest.com, and we look forward to watching it right here in Houston. Man, I'm telling you, this is an event. This new format that they have here is really exciting to watch. It's very fast-paced down here. So fans, I'm telling you, if you love rodeo and you love action-packed sporting events, this is where you need to be. This is so exciting and so fast-paced. It really goes quick. So you better not blink because you're liable to miss out on some great action down here in Houston. But, you know, with that being said, we actually had a chance to meet up with a few guys that were here in Super Series 3, and they were able to advance. So, you know, we're going to sit back and talk with them. Now, one of them is a guy that, if you're familiar with Making 8 Rodeo Network and you guys follow along with our radio shows, you will also have a chance to know that we had a chance to sit down with Casey Fields last year. Now, he's a world champion bareback rider. So let's take a listen to see how he did here in Super Series 3.
Down here with world champion bareback rider, right? That's right. This is what we've had on our radio show here during last year's programming. We're down here with Casey Field. Casey, tell us a little bit this weekend down here and being down here in Super Series 3.
Yeah, this is a really good Super Series. Started off really good. Me and Jesse Davis, my traveling partner, split the round. Then I went second round. Then tonight in the third round, it was a little tough. My horse wasn't too funny. Kind of didn't like what I was doing. But it panned out. I ended up in my Super Series and just lucky as could be. Blessed to be here.
That's right. Well, tell us a little about what it's like to have the experience to ride down here at Rodeo Houston for you.
Yeah, Rodeo Houston's one of the funnest rodeos we go to here. It's huge, and the crowd gets into it when you're riding. The environment just kind of gets a different mindset when you're getting on. We go to 100 and something rodeos. You kind of get home to getting on looking horses, and you don't get into the routine you need to. And getting here to Rodeo Houston kind of gets your blood pumping and gets you ready to go, and it seems like you always do your best of your ability here.
That's right. Now, you're saying that you actually traveled with Jesse Davis. How did he make it down here this weekend?
He did good, too. We both made it back to the semifinals, and so just need to take a few days off, get rested up, and come down here for the semifinals and kick butt.
You guys have any rodeos planned in between, or are you guys going to end the time down here in Houston?
No, we're going to actually go up to Marshall. Thursday night, and got a friend up there that I don't get to see that much, and so we go and hang out with him for a few days and kind of relax, go to a little rodeo, and then come back down here and hopefully have a little more luck than did in the Super Series.
All right, well, next weekend the horses will probably be stepped up a little bit. They'll be fresh going to the semifinals. You know, no doubt being a world champion, you're no stranger to the game, and the pressure doesn't seem to mount up. You're just going to enjoy the time, man, and we look forward to seeing you in the semifinals.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, the horses, they are going to be a lot better, and them are the ones that all us Cowboys that made it to the Super Finals. We crave them buckers and like to get on them once, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, are you being in the Super Shootout on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Well, good deal. Well, we look forward to seeing you there on Saturday. And, of course, you know, for the fans who are tuned in, you guys can really get down there to Houston if you've never experienced it. But really, you know, you can also watch it on FoxSportsOutWest.com. And, of course, we've got the links on MadRadio.com. So, Casey, good luck. Semifinal. Enjoy your time off. We'll see you back here next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Casey Fields, you know, and really great guy. We've obviously been able to sit down with him and have some interviews during, you know, the last season. Now he's back here this season, and I'll tell you, this guy's really focused, loved to get on some great bareback horses, and has had some good ones down here in Rodeo Houston. So we look forward to seeing what he can do going into the semifinals, but we'll also see him this Saturday at the Super Shootout. So you fans will have an opportunity to watch it. I'll tell you, you know, it, like I said, if you guys have not had an opportunity to see what Rodeo Houston is all about, you need to tune in. You need to come on down here to Rodeo Houston because you are really missing a lot. The carnival is going on. They've got a huge fair going on outside. The food is spectacular. I'm telling you, it made it hard for me to get inside with all the food and all the activities going on outside the arena. So lots of things going on, great family environment. And of course, that's what rodeo is all about. So there we had with Casey Fields. We look forward to seeing him here next week as well as this Saturday. So you guys make sure to stay tuned, FoxSportsSouthwest.com. And, of course, you can find the links right there on Make It 8 Rodeo Network. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to actually have a couple more interviews. We're able to catch up with a few more guys and, you know, sit down and talk with them as they advanced and work their way into the semifinal rounds that will be airing next week. So you guys stay tuned. You're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Wrap-Up Show right here live from Rodeo Houston in Houston, Texas.
Hey, guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Welcome back here to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report as we bring you all the action here as it took place. The Super Series, BP Super Series 3 has wrapped up, and they're getting ready to go back into Super Series 4. Now, we've got a lot of contestants that will be coming down this way. A lot of guys have already performed in the first few Super Series, and we're going to try to catch you guys up as the week progresses. I will say that this is our first time being here at this event. We're still trying to get our feet wet, trying to get in and figure out just kind of where we're going, where we need to be, and what time we need to be there. So we've got everything worked out, I think, after tonight's broadcast. We're going to be back here Friday night to air the fourth Super Series wrap-up, and then, of course, we'll be here Saturday for the Super Shootout. So you fans have a lot to look forward to here on Making8Rodeo.com, and want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Also want to thank our sponsors there, like Rodeo Genius, you know, a great opportunity. You guys go visit RodeoGenius.com. Tell them thank you for supporting Making 8 Rodeo Network as we're able to get down here and bring you fans some of these interviews. Now, you know, we had just talked with Casey Fields a few minutes ago and had an opportunity to catch up with him, but we also had an opportunity to catch up with Jesse Davis, his traveling partner. I wasn't quite sure if we were going to do it, so we kind of got some highlights on how Jesse did. But we're going to check out the interview that we did with him just a little while ago. So here it is, Jesse Davis, bareback riding.
All right, guys, I'm down here at Rodeo Houston, and we just wrapped up Super Series 3. And joining me, you know, we just talked earlier with Casey Fields, world champion bull rider, bareback rider. And, you know, we had an opportunity to talk about his traveling partner. We we've actually got him down here, Jesse Davis. Jesse, how did you make out this last Super Series? And I know you've actually moved to the semifinals. Tell us a little bit about the rough start that you had down there.
They were pretty good. I thought I drew pretty good. I had a weak one yesterday, but other than that, I think I drew pretty good. I'm a little sore right now, so it's kind of a little hard to ride some of them, but I thought it went pretty good, you know.
What's it like for you to be down here on Road to Houston?
It feels pretty good. I've been here for the last 10 years or so. Won it back in 06, and before they hit format and stuff. I mean, it's a tough deal to dodge. But I was like coming down here for some reason.
Well, yeah, sure. You know, the paychecks at the end of the deal are pretty good, so it gives you guys something to really work for. Tell us about what you think about this new format that they have down here.
I think it's a pretty good deal. It gives everybody a chance to win some money, and you know, you get 5 or 6 chances to win some more money, and then plus $50,000. So it's dang good. You know, for rodeo cowboys, we don't really make that much money unless you're just on top and win everything there is, you know. But it's good, kind of a school of get through life rodeoing to where you can just stop and retire, you know, like other professional events, you know.
That's right. Well, I know you're going to the Super Series next week, or you're going to the Gold Semifinals next week. Are you going to be in the Super Shootout?
Yeah, I'll be back down here Saturday for that. I'm excited for that. I haven't been able to ride that deal, but I'm excited.
Well, good. And, you know, I know you're going to take some time off, you know, during the week in between a little bit, just kind of rest. And best of luck, man. We look forward to seeing you there at the semifinals.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. Jesse Davis, who also travels with Casey Fields, in which we got both of those guys here tonight. And we can look forward to seeing both of those guys in the Super Shootout here this coming Saturday, and then we'll see them, of course, back here at the semifinals next week. So a lot of action a lot of action going on down here in Rodeo Houston, and there's a lot more to come. I mean, we're really just getting involved with it. We've still got another week and a half of rodeo left. We will not wrap up. We will not leave out of Houston until we wrap up the final round, and we crowned some big champions down here. Now, we were able to watch a lot of the barrel racing going on, and I will tell you that some of your favorites here in the barrel racing, Ms. Sherry Servey, as well as the world champion barrel racer, Mary Welker, will also be competing in the semifinals. Both of those young ladies were able to advance, so we look forward to seeing them as in the semifinals and really hope we can catch up with them and have an interview. So we look forward to that. We've got a lot more action coming your way. I mean, we were able to get into the bull riding, and I've got to tell you, that was a really exciting event to watch as Ty Clearwater and going back down, just take a look, Tag Elliott were really competing for, the first and second place. Now, I will tell you that Tag Elliott came out before Ty and actually qualified on his bull. So it came down to whether or not Ty Clearwater was able to make a qualified ride, in which he was actually able to do so for the first and second spot. So Ty Clearwater is actually the first, he's the round winner, and then you've got Tag Elliott that was able to finish second. He had a really nice bull, Black Ice Hurst, from Hurst Rodeo. So, but that still left two spots for the semifinal round. And one of those guys is a guy, one of my favorites. He's been on our radio shows before. We've had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him. And that was Bobby Wells. He had a bull they call Four Wheeler from Hurst Rodeo. And I was a little, you know, I was on edge because Bobby had not made a qualified ride until tonight. He had to make something happen and was able to do that. He turned out an 84-point ride on Black Hurst. So that was able to give him just enough to get in. You know, it's all about making those rides, and he was able to do that here tonight when it counted the most. And, of course, so that it gives us something to look forward to. But we were able to catch up with Bobby. So let's take a listen to the interview here as we wrapped up here from Rodeo Houston.
Hey, guys, we're down here in Rodeo Houston. Wrapped up series, Super Series 3. Joining me is a guy that was kind of hanging on by his tips. He needed a qualified ride in order to get in, and he was able to do that here tonight. So, Bobby, tell us a little about the ride you had, scoring 84 points, man. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they. I talked to Lyndall Hurst, owns that bull, and said he's just a real good bull, and he said you ride all day long. And, you know, bulls can be real good or real bad, and you're underestimating them. So I just made sure I did what I needed to do. The bull felt great, and come back next week semis.
That's right. Now, you actually won this event here a couple years ago, am I right?
Yes, sir. 2010, I did, and I was the first one in the Super Series history to ride all of my bulls that I got on, so that was an amazing feat. I was really proud of that happen.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to see our record here in the, you know, this year, but you looked real good. You scored 84, put you in contention to be at the finals. Now, are you going to be at the Super Shootout on Saturday as well?
No, I didn't get invited this year. That's based on how you did at rodeos last year, and won some good rodeos last year, but not the ones that got a win to get invited here. So maybe next they'll invite me back or something. So, and that's a great event too, and wish I could get in it, but next year maybe.
That's right. You know, the thing of it is, though, is even though you may not be here, there's still rodeos to be had, and you're going to be out actually riding in a couple more rodeos before you come back here for the finals, right?
Yes, sir. We'll be in Austin Monday, Tuesday, back here Wednesday, and just hopefully wrap up a good week here in Houston through Saturday, and a little rodeo out in Goliad, Texas, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, they're all run together. It's that time of year.
That's right. It is that time of year. You know, the rodeos are here, and unless you got the calendar in front of you, it's hard to keep up, man. But you actually, you know, we had talked to you being the Wild Cowboy, and we've actually had you on our shows before, but you actually just relocated down here, right?
Yeah, we come down here for the winter and to make things easier. And we still have our house up there, so in the summertime we'll kind of migrate back up there and then rodeo up there because it's, you know, having a good base camp down here. But it's been so much cheaper and so much more time easier to kind of have a base camp down here. And then I still got the house up there, and I'm going to go up there for the big summer run. So it's going to balance out real well and just make rodeo a lot easier with the family and stuff again.
That's a good deal. Now, you actually brought your family down here as well, right? You've got your wife and your four kids.
Oh, yeah, they're down here. They love this rodeo as much as I do. They got the play area and the food, and I probably wouldn't get out the door without getting my butt kicked if I come here without bringing them.
Good deal. Well, listen, man, we want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you here after the semifinals back here in the championship.
Yes, sir. Hopefully we'll roll right in Saturday.
That's right. Well, definitely good luck, and we'll see you down there.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Well, that was Bobby Wells, who was able to secure a spot in the semifinals with an 84-point ride tonight. This was his only qualified ride of the three-night event, was just able to pull it off, and I guess he's going in there sitting in third place. So great job from Bobby, though. It was a really great ride. And, you know, if you guys are looking for some of the action, if you guys had missed the opportunity, you can go back to Fox Sports Southwest and watch it live, or you can watch the replays of it there on their website. We've got the links posted on makingitrodeo.com, so you can go over there. We've also got pictures posted up on our Facebook page. Now, if you are not a fan of Making 8 Network on Facebook, you need to go over there and become a fan and start following us. We're going to be posting pictures as well as the links to all of these broadcasts that you guys can tune in and watch what is happening in these rodeos. A lot of exciting things happening down here in Rodeo Houston. Like I said, we're only about halfway through this through the Super Series, and I've got to tell you, being down here at Reliant Stadium is unreal. Now, we've had an opportunity to travel to a lot of different venues, but really, Reliant Stadium, I mean, this place is big. This place is packed, and I mean, to hear the crowd roar is something that you just got to love. You got to feel that excitement down here, and I'll tell you that talking with the fans down here, you really do. It's such an exciting event, so want to thank you guys for all tuning in here today on our rodeo wrap-up report as we give you guys all the highlights and some of the interviews that are going on with these round winners. And we certainly look forward to bringing you guys a whole lot more action. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to makingitrodeo.com. And definitely take some time out to go thank our sponsors for making this possible. The Andrews Rodeo Company has been a huge supporter of us. And we look forward to bringing you a lot of the Andrews Rodeo Company events that'll be coming your way here in the near future. So make sure you guys go over. Thank Sammy and Arena Andrews, as well as guys like RodeoGenius.com. You know, those guys have been huge supporters of Making It Rodeo Network, and we certainly appreciate it. So we're going to wrap up our show here tonight, guys, as we get ready to get underway here in Super Series 4, which starts tomorrow night. So you guys don't miss out on any of the action that's coming your way. You can find a lot of the information as we got the links posted on MakingItRodeo.com. So until Friday night when we're back on air bringing you our rodeo wrap-up report from the final round of Super Series 4, you guys make sure to stay tuned to rodeo, and we will see you down the rodeo road.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Yeah.